Hey cutie, hope you're having a great Monday so far. Today I'm going to tackle one of my most frequently asked questions, which are, what are the traits I should look for in any future dominant that I want to be intimate with or I want to start a relationship with? What are the traits I should be looking for that person? So I went through and I just basically wrote out a list. It is 18 traits, and they're the 18 traits I think are probably the most important traits you should be looking for in any future dominant. Because when you select a dominant, you're giving them a lot of power and control over you, and that selection is incredibly important. Making a good selection there is really critical. So I hope this list at least helps people get a good checklist to bounce against when considering a partner to be their dominant. So before I jump into it, let me list off all the traits. So if you just want the bullet points, and then after that, I'll go through each one and I'll talk a little bit about each one of them. So for me, here's my list. It's personal standards, self-respect, self-control, self-secure, compassionate and understanding, communicative, honest, teacher, well-rounded, devoted, loving, protective, accepting, forgiving, reassuring, firm and consistent, patient and creative. I think those traits are, if you have all those traits together in one package, you have basically the perfect dominant. I don't know if everyone has all these traits basically perfect. Look at it from like a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is they have mastered whatever that trait is, and 1 is they haven't mastered it at all. I think you want your dominant to be hitting at least 7s in almost every category, maybe 6s. But yeah, you want to look through this and basically ask, are they hitting all of these different bullet points? And if they are, then cool. And if not, then they might not be someone you want to be trusting your safety and security with, you know? So yeah, let's start talking about them. The first one is personal standards. That one's really easy to understand. So as a dominant, like, your job is to be kind of like an example. And to be an example, you got to have really high personal standards for yourself. Like, I'm not saying that you should be expecting yourself to be perfect, but you should definitely strive to get as close as that as possible. You want to be just a good example for your submissive. And that starts by having, like, decent personal standards for how you behave and how, because you lead by example first and foremost. So if you can't really have a good lead, then you're going to struggle to be a good dominant. So I think high personal standards is a good starting place. Like, if they have high personal standards for themselves, for what they expect from themselves, I think that's a good sign. Self-respect is critical. You're not really able to give other people respect unless you respect yourself. So I think that's just a given, because You need to be respectful in the dynamic. Even though you're their dominant, you have to be, like, respect is given both ways. And in order to get it, you have to be able to give it. And I think, self-respect is just so important. So when you're looking for a dominant, definitely look for someone who has self-respect and is also someone who is respectful of other people. I think that's just such, like, someone with respect is, like, that is, I think that's a big, that's my, for me personally, I think it's, like, top three for, like, traits for what I look for in a partner is someone who's respectful, because you got to have respect. Self-control is another big one. I think that's a very important one. I think self-control is a really big one, because at the end of the day, they're the ones who have to determine when you've had enough. They have to be bigger than themselves in a lot of situations, and in order to do that, you have to have a lot of self-control. And it's definitely a skill that they need to have mastered. Like, that's not a skill that can be low when selecting a dominant. Like, self-control is a very, very important trait, because they're going to need to exercise it in really critical places with you. So it's really important they have it. Same with self-secure. I think that one, that has to do a lot with jealousy. And I think if you're really secure in yourself, it's much harder to get jealous, and you typically don't act out on that jealousy, which I think is really critical. Like, you're allowed to feel jealous, of course you are, but I think if you're really self-secure, you don't act out on jealousy, which I think is really, 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 really important in a relationship. You really shouldn't be acting out on jealousy. So I think if you have a partner who's really self-secure, do they know themselves really well? Do they feel comfortable with themselves? You know, like if they're really secure in who they are, it really, because the thing about a dominant, right, is they're like a stone, they're like a rock, and you want your rock to be secure. You don't want anything to shake your rock. I think self-secure is definitely like that is one of the traits that forge that kind of rock, which can be like reliable and dependable, which is a lot of again traits that you really want in a dominant. The next one I have is compassion and understanding. I feel like that's a no-brainer. You want someone who can understand you, and you want someone who's kind. I don't know. I think those are super valuable traits in every relationship. But I think when it comes to dominant and they're submissive, compassion and understanding are critical. There's a lot of things that happen through play which can be hard, can bring up things from the past, can be triggering, and you have to be there to be able to, you know, bring reassurance, bring that aftercare, bring all the things you need to bring to the table to take care of this person, you know? So yeah, for me, compassion and understanding, those are critical. Those are non-negotiables. They need to be compassionate. They need to be understanding. They just have to be. Because if you're going to be willing to give all of yourself to this person, right, you want the person who's holding all of you to be compassionate of who you are and understanding of who you are, understand all of it, so they take care of you. That's a lot of what doms do, is they are taking care of another person in a state where they need someone else who can trust them to be taking care of them. And for that, you need compassion, you need understanding. Those things are just critical. In the same vein, communication. Communication's key. Communication's everything. I think I have an audio called Communication's Key. Yeah, you need to be able to communicate. Yeah, it's so important. Communication is just the building block of every relationship you ever have, from friendships to romantic. You need to be able to talk to another person and get that person to understand what you mean, and also be able, communication is a two-way street too. They need to be able to get their message across to you, but they also have to be able to understand the things you say. So like, you need someone who you can communicate with just seamlessly. Ideally, it would be nice if you can get your relationship to a place where you can communicate almost non-verbally, where I know I've had relationships with people where they give me a look and I just know exactly what that look means. I know exactly what that is. They don't have to say a word. I just know what's going on in their head, because we've gotten to such a place of communication of just knowing each other, that you just kind of can read a person completely. I mean, that's not the expectation going into a relationship. That's after years of just of being with someone, you can get to that place. But I'm just saying, you do definitely want someone who can understand you and also be equally understood by you. I think that's just so important. I think that's if you can find someone who can do that, that is someone you can develop a very strong relationship with. Because we all communicate differently, and we all have different kind of communication styles. So trying to marry and pair them together can be challenging. So if you got to find someone you can really communicate with. I think that's really important, not only for like dynamic play, but also in just like a relationship in general. The next one's honesty, which is kind of like a no-brainer, but I feel like it needs to be said. You want someone who's honest with you. I don't feel like I need to explain the why, but yeah, you want someone you can trust, because trust is kind of the building block of every relationship. Especially in dynamic play, because you need to be able to trust your dominant, trust that they'll take care of you, trust the things they say. So trust is it's so critical to this whole thing working, that if you don't have trust, then that's a deal breaker. Like, yeah, if you don't have trust, then I would say it's a no-go, because you need the trust. The trust is one of the glues that holds this all together. So you need the trust. The next is teacher. So someone who's like a teacher, because a lot of what you do as a dominant is giving guidance. Well, it depends. It depends on what kind of dynamic it is. But in the dynamics that I've been in, a lot of being a dominant is being a teacher and a caregiver and like a someone who can help with personal growth, with direction. Like, that's kind of your role is like a guide, on this world. So in that sense, I think if it's not something that is really critical to whatever dynamic you're looking for, then you can ignore this one. But in a lot of dynamics that I've been in, and also from what I've heard of people who are looking for dynamics, someone who's like a good teacher slash guide, I think is something that's, I think it's a good trait to find in a dominant. I don't think it's a deal breaker if they're not, but it's definitely a good, it's just definitely a plus. I'll let you know which ones are the deal breakers. I feel like I've been doing that thus far, but I'll make sure I do it going forward. The next one is well-rounded. That one's actually, again, not necessarily a deal breaker. They don't have to necessarily be well-rounded, but it's nice if they are. If they're kind of multidisciplinary, if they know a bunch of different things, if they have a good set of life experience behind them, like those things are helpful. That one kind of pairs with the teacher guide thing as well. You don't really need someone who's super well-rounded if that isn't something that matters to you. But if you're looking for like a teacher and a guide, then typically you're also going to be looking for someone who's well-rounded, someone who can teach you about a lot of different things, who has a lot of life experience behind them. And it can also mean well-rounded in the sense that their focus with you isn't solely sexual. Like, there is a lot more to the relationship between you and him than strictly sexual. It can be strictly sexual. Again, it depends on what you're looking for. But if you're looking for like a long-term monogamous dominant, then you probably want a relationship that's more multifaceted than just strictly a sexual exchange. If that makes sense. I think it does. The next one is devoted. I think that one could also be exchanged for loyal, but I think devoted is a different, it's a different kind of feeling than loyal, because loyalty of course is important. But when I think devoted, I think someone who's like hyper concerned about the care of their submissive. Because you should be. You should really care about how they're doing. You should want to be available to them. You want to solve problems whenever they arise. You want to just be there for them. Yeah, like, it's, yeah, you just want to take care of them. Like, it's some kind of pull in your soul, you know? Like, you just, I don't know. I think, again, not a deal breaker if they're not devoted. But I think devoted is, I think they'll become a devoted if they don't start off devoted. I think devoting is like a side skill. Like, as you get more serious with a person, you get more devoted to them. But yeah, I think devotion to your submissive is important. Because they're devoting to you, you know? Like, as a submissive, they're devoting to their dominant. So you should expect the same level of devotion back as a submissive. It's not a one-way street. It's definitely a two-way street. I think that's just really important. After that is loving. Loving is, I feel like, again, is like kind of one of those no-brainers, but I think it's one of the most critical ones. You definitely want a dom who's loving. You want someone who's caring, specifically in DDLG dynamics. But I mean, it's like applicable to all of them, but specifically in DDLG dynamics, you definitely want a loving dominant. Like, doting and caring, those are things you want out of your dominant, especially in DDLG relationships. So for me, loving is just, it's kind of critical. Yeah, it's definitely critical. The next one is protective, which I don't know what else to say about it besides you kind of want someone who wants to protect you. You want someone who wants to look out for you, wants to take care of you, who wants to be your shield, you know, from the world. In a lot of ways, dynamic play is escapism. And for escapism to work, you need to feel safe. You need to feel protected. You need to be able to cocoon yourself in this, in the fantasy. And in order to feel safe there, you need someone who's going to protect you. So you definitely need a dominant who's protective. You need someone who's going to watch your back, who's going to make sure you're okay. Who, not only physically, but also emotionally. You want someone who's just looking out for all of you. I think that's super important. The next one is accepting. You want someone who's willing to accept, like, you in your totality, you know? Because no one's perfect. There isn't a single person who is perfect. We will all come with flaws. We will all come with baggage. We will all come with things. But you need someone, when you find someone, you need someone who's willing to accept those things and love you through those things. I guess it's true for both. It's true for relationships. It's true for dynamic play. You really want a partner who's accepting of you. I think that's what we all want really bad internally deep down. We want to feel accepted. We want someone to look at us as we are and say, you know, you are good enough. I love you just as you are. I accept you as you are. And I think that's what you should be looking for in a dominant. You want someone who's accepting you as you are. The next one is forgiving. Not only forgiving to others, but I think it's really important that they're forgiving to themselves. Because everyone makes mistakes. Even the most perfect dominant will make mistakes. The most perfect person will make mistakes. You need to be able to forgive other people, but you also need to be able to forgive yourself for when you fail. Being able to forgive themselves is, again, like self-respect. If you can't forgive yourself, it's going to be really hard to forgive other people. But if you can't respect yourself, it's really hard to respect other people. It all starts with you. I think that's a really important thing I should add on. It's not on the list, but I'm going to just add it right here. It goes back to mastery of the self, really, which I don't know if that's on this list. I had it on the list once upon a time. Maybe I took it off. I don't think it's on here. I had a thing called mastery of the self, which was the idea that you want someone who has done a lot of the internal work, who has gotten themselves to a place where they are ready to help someone else do the same work that they did with themselves, if that makes any sense. Because we're all working on ourselves. We're all working to be better. So you should definitely find a dominant, someone you can entrust, who's done a lot of that work already, who's kind of found themselves on the other end of that process of self-discovery, of self-acceptance. Because during life, we all go through that process of trying to figure out who we are, what we want, like, what kind of person are we, and then go through the process of learning to love ourselves, to accept ourselves, to forgive ourselves, to become a better person. And you really want someone who's kind of on the other end of that process so that they can also help you through it. So the next one is reassuring. You want someone who can reassure you. As a submissive, you probably will need reassurance frequently for all manner of things, but you want someone who's really good at talking to you, who's good at understanding you, and who is good at just making you feel better when you're not. You want someone who's able just to pull you out from the lows, or someone who has the skills that they would be able to do those things for you. Someone who's able to let you know that you're valued, that you're treasured, that you're worth it. Those are really important skills, because everyone deserves to feel that way. And oftentimes, especially in DDLG dynamics, submissives come to their dominant seeking that kind of validation, seeking that kind of reassurance. And it is our job as the dominant to come in there and give that reassurance, to give that validation. So you want someone who's able to reassure you, to validate you in all the ways you need to be validated and reassured. The next one is firm and consistent. That one is so critical. You want to be consistent first, because consistency is key. You want to create a sense of, if this happens, then this happens. If this happens, if this happens. You want to establish rules that are based on consistency. You don't want rules to be random. You want them to be fixed and structured in a way that you can rely on them. And then you got to be firm with those rules. Sometimes you don't want to enforce them, but you got to. And like, you got to be firm with the things you set out to do. I do want to mention really quickly that I think there's a huge difference between being firm and being domineering. We want someone who sets clear boundaries, clear like courses of action, and then clear punishments. And before anything gets executed, we all agree on the rules, right? That is being firm and consistent. Domineering is just telling you these are the things you're going to do, and that's what you're doing. That is not dynamics. That's not a healthy relationship. Someone ordering you around without you having any buy-in to any of the things is a problem. You don't want that. You want someone who talks with you, comes to an agreement. We come to a set of rules together. I get you to buy into them. I get you to agree. Do you agree to these rules? You go, yes. And once you say yes and we're all in agreement, then when you violate the rules, then you get a punishment. And only in the framework of this dynamic does that occur. That's what you're looking for. You don't want someone who is just saying, these are the rules, you're following them now. That's not buy-in. That's someone domineering, and we don't want someone domineering. That's not what we're looking for here. After that, patience is, I love patience. Patience is my favorite thing. I think it's super important. I think you have to have all the patience in the world when you're being a dominant. You have to have more patience than your submissive. That is full stop. If you don't have more patience than your submissive, then you're not going to be a great dominant. You need to have more patience by a factor of like 2. You need to have twice the patience that they do. I think patience is critical, because having good patience will mean that you're really good in all these other places. That if you didn't have patience, you would be actually really bad in those places. For example, Communication, reassurance, acceptance, understanding, compassion, all those things require patience. So if they don't have patience, they're going to struggle in those other places. So you really want someone who's patient. I'll probably put that on my top three traits. Respectful, patient, those are two traits that if you see someone who's patient and respectful, that might be a good person. I think patience is just, it's such an important skill. Without patience, you'll struggle to master every other skill. You'll need patience to master any skill that you need to master. So patience is like king. It really is. And then last but not least is creativity. Creativity, I think, is not like a critical one. If they're not creative, that's not the worst thing in the world. But you kind of want someone who's a little creative. You want someone who's thinking outside the box. You want someone who will think up interesting things and fun punishments and creative situations. And you want someone who's just, you know, I think it's a fun trait to have. So I don't know if that's a critical one. That one, if they're like, oh, they're not creative, it's not a deal breaker. But it's definitely one of the traits that you would like them to have. And with that brings us to the end. I hope you enjoyed the list. I hope it made sense. I tried my hardest to be as clear as possible. So hopefully this all made sense. And yeah, I hope it helps people, because I get a lot of DMs about what I look for in a dom or what I look for in a partner. And I always struggle to have an answer to give people, because I want to sit on it for a little bit and think about it, as I do with everything. So I sat on it, I thought about it, and yeah, I think these are probably the, some of the better traits you should be looking for. I think in general, I think they're pretty open-ended in general, so you can kind of apply them in a bunch of different situations. And I really hope they help. I hope it helps people select partners that are good for them. Because it breaks my heart when I hear stories about people entering into dynamic relationships that end up really badly because they didn't vet their partner well enough, and they ended up in a situation that they weren't really happy with. So I'm hoping that this list at least saves some people from a situation that they could have hopefully avoided. Happy Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.